This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast.
Have you been encouraged by the Best Day Ever podcast? Has something you've heard on our show changed the rhythms of your day-to-day life? Our podcast is part of She Laughs Ministries and supported by listeners like you. Your gift of just $2 a month can help us continue to meet women in the middle of everyday life and equip them with God's truth so that we can all live every day as our best day ever. Go to shelaughsministries.org/give to partner with us today. Hi, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I'm Katie McCowan, and I am so glad you're here. Hey, this is our last episode for the month of June, and if you are listening for the first time this month, what we have been doing all month long is kind of starting each podcast episode with a verse that we want to chew on, focus on, think about, and maybe even end up memorizing through the day and the weeks of the summer. And so let me start this episode with a verse, the same way I have the other two episodes for June. And today's verse is 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." The verse that I just read came from the New Living Translation. So depending on what translation you read, the words may be a little bit different. But let me read it one more time. 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." All right, so let me tell you about a story and some things that I have learned about this verse and how we can use it in our day-to-day lives to help us live every day as the best day ever. So let's go to the baseball park. I have four sons, and every single one of them has played baseball at some point in their lives. Some of them have played, you know, they all play during one season, and so we basically live at the baseball park. But this one particular year, we had a boy playing, and I want to say it was the first game of the season. And my boy got up to bat, and I want to say it was his first at-bat of the first game of the season, and the pitcher pitched the ball across the plate, and the ball got away from him. And instead of pitching it in the strike zone like he had intended, that ball pegged my son in the side of the head. Now, he was wearing a helmet. I knew that. I saw that. But instinctively, as a mother, when that ball collided with the side of the helmet that my son wore, I jumped up out of my seat, and I really did begin to jump the fence. Now, it's not like he was 4 years old. I mean, he was a preteen at the time, and so mothers jumping on the field, I do believe, was frowned upon. But as the mother watching your son take a fastball to the side of the head, helmet or no helmet, there's just this something that happens inside of you. So I jump up out of my chair. I didn't leap the fence, but I feel sure that I was at least leaning on the fence, watching the whole thing unfold. Like, if I need to go ahead and come all the way over, I will. Now, at the plate, the fastball that came and hit my son in the side of the head, it knocked him down. And just as fast as it knocked him down, he hopped right back up. And then, as the rules in baseball state, because he was hit with the ball, he got to take a base. And so he hopped up and he ran to first base, where my husband was serving as the coach at first base. And everybody kind of acted like everything was fine. And so I'm leaning on the fence, watching it all go down and thinking, I guess they don't need me. I guess I don't need to run out on the field. And so I sat back down in my chair, kind of thinking, okay, this seems like a bigger deal than everyone else seems to be making it. But we went along with the game, continued on. I don't remember if we won or lost. I really don't remember much else from that game except this one thing. But I do remember what happened after the game. Because while everything had happened and it seemed to resolve itself as quickly as it happened and everyone seemed to go on, there was a subtle change in my son and his actions. Not because he had any sort of a head injury. He was fine physically. But mentally, that moment of being hit in the head with a baseball changed how he approached batting. We noticed every time he stepped up to the plate against another pitcher, he would almost always back away when the ball came across the plate. He was not even thinking about hitting the ball. He was thinking about not getting hit with the ball. And so consequently, he struck out almost every time he got up to bat because he was afraid. And whether he was expressing it outwardly or not, that moment of being hit with the ball at that at bat replayed over and over again in his mind. Okay, so with that in mind, let's go to a place in scripture that I see some parallels with this story of my son and the baseball. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we read about some names that may be familiar to you, David and Goliath. And I want to read 1 Samuel 17, 23 that says, as he, David, was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance. And David heard it. So that's 1 Samuel 17, 23. And so you have Goliath. He's physically bigger and stronger than the Israelite army. And every day he taunted them. He stepped, as the verse says, he stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance. Every day he would taunt them, daring someone to come and fight him. And as 1 Samuel 17 records it, when he did, the Israelite army retreated. Until this moment in 1 Samuel 17, 23, because in this verse, David hears it. So there is Goliath shouting his usual defiance and probably expecting the Israelite army to flee because that's what has happened every other time. But David has a different response. David says, as we read in 1 Samuel 17, 26, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? So what happened here is that this usual defiance of Goliath was not what David focused on. Instead, David had this focus on the truth about who he was and who God's people were. David saw this very differently. Instead of seeing a giant taunting with usual defiance, David saw somebody daring to defy the armies of the living God. And to David, Goliath was not merely contending with man. He was challenging God. And so if you know how this story ends, David fights Goliath and David proves victorious in means that would only have been provided by God. And so when we look at this and we compare it to what was happening in my son's head, I see this parallel between what can happen in our lives because we can face these fears that seem to continually taunt us. Every time we try to do something, the same script plays over and over in our minds. And maybe we even try to step up to the plate, whatever that is for you. And even when we're there, we're not thinking about what we're going to do there. We're thinking about what might go wrong. And so what I want to give you as we consider the difference between how David handled the usual defiance of his enemy, the taunts of his enemy, is that when fear tries to knock us down with the same words over and over again, we don't have to let those taunts define us. Instead, we can answer the taunts with the truth. I'd love to tell you that by the time that baseball season ended, my son hit a home run over the fence. He didn't. But do you know what he did do? He kept getting up to the plate. And when he wasn't in a game, he was with his dad, someone he trusted. and he was batting, and Dad was pitching to him, and he was swinging the bat. And while he didn't trust the pitcher for the other team the same way he trusted his dad, he practiced. He practiced with his dad. He learned with his dad. And what I can tell you is that while he didn't hit the home run, he did make contact with that ball. He did get up to the plate and swing the bat by the time the season ended. And we were so proud of him. So when fear tries to knock us down with the same words over and over again, we don't have to let its taunts define us. Instead, we can answer the taunts with the truth. And a great truth to begin with is the verse that we began this podcast with, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. The next time you find that same script playing over and over in your mind, answer it with truth. Answer it with this verse. God has not given me a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline. And as you do, I pray that it helps you live every day as your best day ever.